Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text we consider today, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry to command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." In ancient times, the trumpet was made of iron or bronze, the mouthpiece of animal horn. At the end, the long pipe would broaden out. The trumpet was not much used as a musical instrument. It really was a one-note kind of thing. Its main task was to give signals. Trumpet signals were given to prepare for battle and to prepare for attack, to signal a retreat, to end the battle, maybe to gather the scattered soldiers, to signal them to march back to camp after battle. For the ancient Roman armies, the ancient Jewish historian Josephus says that the trumpet gives the signal for sleeping and watching and getting up. Nothing is done without a command of the trumpet. There were other uses for the trumpet call. Shepherds would gather their flocks by trumpet signals. The herald silenced the people in the royal court by a trumpet at the beginning of a trial or the entrance of the royalty. A trumpet also ordered silence before prayer and summoned the people to sacrifices at the various temples in the Roman world. Zeroing in on Palestine, the horn was also an instrument in war. On the borders of Israel, guards were posted who would warn the inhabitants of threatened danger with the sound of the horn. Horn signals summoned the young men to holy war in Judges and 1 Samuel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. The trumpet call had religious significance for the Israelites. God was invoked by the sounding of the horn. Thus, the sounding of the trumpets before battle is often mentioned along with an accompanying prayer. They cried unto the Lord, and the priest sounded with the trumpets, 2 Chronicles 13. And of course, the horns would sound at God's command from the Levitical priests who accompanied the Ark of the Covenant in procession around and eventually to bring down the walls of Jericho. Then there was Israel's regular use of the trumpet in their worship and feasts. At the time of Jesus, the ordinary days, there were at least 21 trumpet blasts in the temple, and more on special occasions, though never more than 48. Three blasts were sounded in the morning when the temple gates opened, 9 at the morning sacrifice, 9 at the evening sacrifice. At the morning sacrifice, the Levites would give the signal for the choir of Levites to strike up, and during intervals in the singing, the trumpets would sound again. And when they did so, the people prostrated themselves in worship. One was not to enter the place of worship once the trumpet of assembly had been blown. Trumpet blasts were also part of the Feast of Tabernacles, Jubilees, to signal the beginning of the new year, to signal when the lambs were slaughtered at Passover. A threefold blast told everyone in Jerusalem when the Sabbath had commenced each week. Why this grand significance for Israel and her trumpet? In Exodus 19, at the foundational event where God made his covenant with the people, when he gave them the Ten Commandments, from behind the fire, cloud, and thick smoke on the Mount Sinai, there was the sound of a loud trumpet blast that accompanied the divine theophany. The whole event at Sinai struck great fear of God in the people, and no wonder Moses writes, "The voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder. And Moses spake, and God answered him, by a loud voice. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire of the cloud and the thick darkness, with a great voice, says Deuteronomy. The trumpet sounded at the giving of the law to make all people fearful of God, that we might fear his wrath and not do anything against his commandments. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is coming near, says the prophet Joel. The day of the Lord is near, and its sound is bitter, says the prophet Zephaniah. A day of wrath, distress, anguish, gloom, ruin, darkness. A day the trumpet blast and the battle cry against mankind. Why? Because they have sinned against the Lord. But the trumpet call was not just the signal of judgment over sin. There comes the salvation of God's people too. The trumpet sound proclaims the beginning of the age of salvation, says the prophet Isaiah. It shall come to pass in that day, he says, when the great trumpet shall be blown. And Zechariah said, God himself will blow the horn and bring about the saving of his flock on that great day. And the dead too are to be raised at the sound of the horn. One ancient Jewish rabbi preached this about the resurrection. He said, quote, God will take a great horn in his hand. He will blow it, and its note will go into one end of the earth to the other. At the first blast, the whole earth shakes. At the second, the dust is sifted out. At the third, the bones are brought together. At the fourth, the limbs are warmed. The fifth, their skin is put on. The sixth, the spirits and souls will enter their bodies. And at the seventh, they come to life and stand on their feet in their clothes, as it is said by the prophet Zechariah, the Almighty Yahweh, he will blow the horn. Now, having thought about all of that, it is no wonder our Lord Jesus himself tells us at the end of and right after our gospel reading today, he said, for as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the earth and the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So we hear the Apostle Paul today again on the last day. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry to command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. And again at 1 Corinthians 15, Paul writes, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. We read these two passages from the Apostle Paul, 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 Corinthians 15. Whenever we commit the body of one of our beloved into the ground in their grave at the cemetery, for we're saying at that point in time that we have our Lord's promise. We believe that that trumpet will sound, and the army of angels will come, and the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, will appear. And for those who believe on his name, who are his elect, all things change for the good. Death will be done with. The battle will be over. And in a great sense, the trumpet of God has actually already been sounding. God has always been at work playing his resurrection song. We just have not been privileged to hear it in its full and pure and brilliant and beautiful sound yet. Oh, it blared forth on the day of creation when the Lord breathed out the breath of life and all their angel hosts sang their great holy, holy, holy around the throne of God. And it blasted forth over the Bethlehem countryside as the angels sang their great glory to God in the highest. And it crescendoed over the hills of Jerusalem and to the very ends of the earth on Good Friday and on Easter Day with alleluias and worthy is the Lamb. The angels rent the veil of the temple and shook the earth to open all men's graves, just as our Lord Jesus' grave is also open and empty. It may seem in these gray and latter days that all we see is death and decay all around. It may seem like everything is about to collapse. The princes of the earth, the false Christs and false prophets rise and fall. Abominations desecrate God's holy people. It may seem like the end of this temporal world is near, and it may very well be. It may seem we hear Sinai's trumpet of law and judgment coming and coming down hard some days. We feel that judgment in our very bones some days. But all is not lost. The God who sounds the resurrection trumpet has claimed you and me. We breathe in Easter Day air. The fight may be fierce yet and the warfare long, but there steals on the ear a distant trumpet. The trumpet of God has sounded, and it is sounding. The victory is yours. The story does not end with our Lord's death, resurrection, and ascension 2,000 years ago. The trumpet of God we hear for now, the very gospel given to you in word and sacrament, calls and gathers you, even now, from the very ends of the earth. Your hearts are made brave again. Your arms are made strong to go back out there, to face the worst that this world and its ruler can throw at you, even the death itself. For you are God's elect, and he will gather you by his holy angels when that final trumpet calls. And you will be brought safely into the happy harbor of all the saints. The trumpet of God will sound forth in its full brilliance, friends, and you will continue to sing with all the saints in glory, the great resurrection song. You will stand in triumph over your grave. And the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will be there with you in a full, clear, and brilliant view. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.